Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Sales of homes in central Indiana slipped for the 25th straight month. Yet, home prices are up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. This from the Indianapolis Business Journal. Higher prices, declining inventory. So closed existing home sales in the 16-county area dropped about, 60 homes, February 2023 to February 2024, a decline of 1.7%. But the median sale price for a home rose 1.8% to $280,000 because there are no homes. In February of 2023, there were approximately 4,200 homes for sale in the area. Last month, 3,200. That's down 22.6%. There are also many more new listings, but we're now in March and we're getting into the season of people selling their homes because they want to get in before the new school year begins. I mean, this is the season. Interest rates are, this is a dumb way to say this, to an extent favorable. Because the last I checked, which was yesterday, 30-year fixed mortgage was 6.87%. And you say to me, I'm sorry, did you say 6.87%? Yes, but that's a lot better than in November when it was 7.78, or a lot better than in February when it was 7.25, down almost half a percent. And there are plenty of people realizing they can't rent in this market because holy McGarbage, our rent's high. The rent is too damn high. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll buy. All right, it's below 7%. I guess now's the time. Interesting stuff. But I find the sales fascinating. But that there are more listings, I would assume that realtors would tell me, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense in how it goes. Marion County closed sales were down 0.9% from a year ago. Hamilton County down 16.2% because nobody's selling their house. I assume it's because nobody can pay for those homes, right? The prices are too high. Johnson County sales are up 27.8%. Why? Houses are more affordable. Do I have it right? I got to assume I have it right. This is actually really an excellent, excellent breakdown over at the IBJ. Worth checking out right there, Indianapolis Business Journal. Full disclosure, I have no business relationship with the Indianapolis Business Journal. I just like what they do. I don't get me wrong, I would. This is the same thing that's true about the Indy Star, which I should get into this. They actually allowed an opinion piece that was really interesting, and it's from Michael Hicks, who I disagree with on a great number of things. It's not that every part of it is perfect. He just gets the concept so incredibly right. The headline of his piece, if Indiana colleges wanted equality, they'd admit more men. Oh, damn. You got to read it. So same thing is true of the Indy Star as with the IBJ. I would write for those places. I would do opinion for them, Daddy's got to get hired. I don't know. I do opinion here. You want opinion over there. You got to write a check. And it'll be different opinion. I mean, it won't be contrasting opinion. It'll just be different stuff that I do on the radio. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, Buzz. And I'm still going to criticize when you fail. That's going to happen. Honesty is always the best policy. Trust me when I say I don't see it happening anytime soon. The offer's been out there for forever. Still nothing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Like abortion. I mean, they're just cuckoo crazy for it. Ah, it rules their whole life. It is everything they're about. You may not be familiar with Olivia Rodrigo. I can't tell you that I know a single one of her songs. No idea, actually. Don't think I could pick her out of a lineup, but neither here nor there. That doesn't matter. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. She's allowed to have her career. Go get them. At her shows, she just did a show in Missouri, as is reported, she's handing out condoms and free morning after pills. And here is how Yahoo Entertainment writes the headline. Olivia Rodrigo hands out free morning after pills, condoms at Missouri show, how she's championing reproductive health care on tour. She's handing out morning after pills. That's not reproductive health care. She's championing killing. I mean, just if we're just being clear about what words mean, the morning after pill is not about reproductive health care. That's kind of nutty. Literally, there are pamphlets that read, funding abortion is a good idea, right? Wow. That's special. And when I say special, I mean insane. This is, you're sending your young daughters to this show? It's one thing to make an argument that society wants places where abortion is acceptable, rape and life of the mother, that they've stated this, that they want this. It's another thing to celebrate killing. And you pro-abortion folk are weird. You are very, very weird. I didn't have any plans of discussing this, but I'm going to have to. Maybe I'll just get to this on Tony Katz today. There's this weird bit of movement going on, that the cable news outlets have decided, let's go find in conversations about Israel and Biden and Schumer's talk about having elections. Let's go find Jews that say Trump is bad and Biden is good. Like, they're aggressive about this. And I feel that there's a need to say you're all nuts. What happens when your ideology overcomes your humanity? But I'll get to that on Tony Katz today. At noon. Rather, I bring you this. The story begets a story. This was from the New York Post. This is the headline. Violent vagrant has terrorized New York City neighborhood for a decade, but somehow remains free. And you're like, okay, Tell me more. I want to know more about this vagrant. There's a 33-year-old, big giant rap sheet, shoplifting, punching women, threatening local merchants. But somehow this guy who is a registered sex offender, they don't do anything about him. He just gets to walk around the neighborhood going after people. Bodega owners literally say, hey, I keep weapons just for this one guy. He's been arrested by police a dozen times since 2022. Sent to court for arraignment every time, only to be released. 39 times he's been arrested since 2011. Assault, robbery, criminal mischief. And yet somehow he's still on the street. The claim is that he is deaf and mute. So he can't communicate. So what? This is what he does? This story begets a story. This is why the mafia exists. You understand that, right? If we go back and take a look at any level of history, certainly there was the idea of organized crime. And I'm not condoning it. I'm just stating reality here. But there was something else to it. There was something else to Omerta, this thing of ours, which was the idea that when the law wouldn't, they would. And there was a level of peace. Now, I'm not saying that this is actually the way to do things through organized crime. You got to go and you got to ask the Godfather to clean up your streets. One day I will need a favor. And that day may never come. Right? I'm not arguing that that's what you want. I do argue that a neighborhood that will accept this and have to live like this and doesn't gather together to do something about it, I find that to be odd. Everyone should be terrorized? You mean after all these years, nobody's reached out? After all these years, there's no way to stop it? That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem rational. And I would also argue that letting people out of asylums didn't work. There are people, so a lot of people who claim mental illness, they're not mentally ill. But there are plenty of people who are, and they're just not fit for society. We have to accept this as a reality, as part of the bell curve. And maybe the whole, we empty out the asylums, we don't do this, it didn't work, and we should recognize it. Because there's going to come a moment where people won't accept this anymore. And I'm not sure that's the best thing for all of us. Matt.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How bad is it? Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures down 88. NASDAQ futures down 144. Everybody's waiting on the Fed. What are they going to do? And everyone now discussing what we've been discussing. Rate cuts aren't coming. Rate cuts are not happening. A rate cut in March? Nope. Not going to be the case. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, has already stated such. People who were thinking that we will get a soft landing, meaning we'll get out of inflation without recession, they might be rethinking that, right? And certainly, in the month of February, the idea of recession fell when there were surveys, but inflation just went up. So let's see if that's the case. Unilever is splitting off its ice cream unit. Part of that is Magnum, and part of that is Ben & Jerry's. Because nobody wants to deal with Ben & Jerry's nonsense garbage. Don't buy Ben & Jerry's. I mean, in the end, I can't stop you from buying ice cream. But these guys, you want to talk about garbage positions politically, specifically on Israel. Ben & Jerry's said there should be a return of stolen U.S. indigenous land. Go be fools on your own time. I will gladly eat Haagen-Dazs. Gladly do it. But I think that Unilever is moving this because they are just not interested in the crazy. They can make all the business considerations they choose, but I think this is one of them. The world is crazy. We don't have to be. And I know it's Tuesday. It's not Thursday, but I was in the mood for a little bit of music. It's the TK Thursday Music Moment on a Tuesday, brought to you by Kill a Dent Removal, Paintless Auto Dent and Hail Removal Pros, killadentremoval.com. The hail damage repair, the paintless dent removal, the door ding repair, mobile dent repair, they will come to you. Check them out online. Kill a Dent Removal, killadentremoval.com. That's where you go. And then, boom, you don't have any more dents. I was in the mood because things are already a bit nutty. I'm like, Let's whoa it up. Let's slow it up. Let's breathe. Let's relax. So in order to do so, I went to 2009. Now, I have done other things from Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears before. But I thought it might be appropriate with what's going on with the economy to do a little bit of I'm Broke from the album Tell 'Em What Your Name Is. And yes, I did edit it for radio. Oh, yeah. I had to do it. So here's the deal. You roll down the window in your car, you turn up the speakers in your office, wherever it is you are, you step outside with your drink, I don't know if it's coffee or something else, I don't judge, and you take a moment not to be crazy. The world is crazy, we don't have to be. It's a little Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Hit it. We'll be right back.
each and every day. But I still ain't got the money. Keep on talking about me, baby, I'm broke. And everybody knows. Come around, I'm broke. You're over there talking about me.
Song that works. Well, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. If you head over to WIBC.com and you click on All Things Tony Katz, I think they have now consolidated me. It just says Tony Katz instead of the two shows, and everything is there. And boom, there's a link to the Tony Katz Thursday Music Moment, and you can click on that and get everything that we've ever done and be like, finally. A worthwhile playlist in my life. It's right there. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
There's a poll from Politico and Ipsos that states that if Donald Trump were to be convicted, independents could be swayed. Right? So the polling shows that 44% of the respondents to this poll would have no impact on their likelihood of support for President Trump. But 36% of independent voters say they would be less likely to support Trump if he is found guilty. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. Interesting data. 32% of Americans say they would be less likely to support Trump if he's convicted. 13% say they would be more likely to back Donald Trump. Right now, I don't know the odds of him being being convicted, being found guilty. I don't know how that's going to go. It depends on the case. Depends on how things turn. A whole series of things. But this case in New York about the hush money, I've never understood the hush money case. I don't understand what the issue is. You had a dalliance with Stormy Daniels. You paid her to stay quiet. That sounds like standard operating procedure. Basically, it's an NDA after the fact. What's the issue here? I still don't get it. I never understood it when it was being discussed. I don't understand it now. Paid hush money. Oh, that's right. He paid it from this bank account when he should have paid it from that bank account, and that's why it's a crime. We're all just nutty here. And then there is the Elon Musk, Don Lemon interview. Of course, Don Lemon, for a hot second, had a show on X that I guess he had worked out a deal with Elon Musk and said, hey, you want me to do a show on X? Here's what I demand. Allegedly, the demands included a free Tesla Cybertruck, a $5 million upfront payment on top of an $8 million salary, and an equity stake in X, and the right to approve any changes in X policy as it relates to news content. There's no way that's real. Lemon, in doing this interview with Musk, demanded a private jet flight to Vegas, a suite for him and his fiance, and that X pay for their day of drinking and massages. All of this tells me I really need to renegotiate my contract. I did not ask for enough. What mistakes I'm making. But the interview that Lemon did, and Lemon, pompous, as I have said, I think he wanted this. This was an act of self-sabotage, this interview. He wanted to burn it all down. Don Lemon really thinks he's the conscience, of America. Check out this exchange, because this got released. It looks so much worse for Don Lemon.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship at
all. Yes, you do.
No, I want responsibility.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship.
You want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. It's not true. I think that there's right and wrong. I think that when you have a platform that's as big as yours and as powerful as yours and as influential as yours, and you are a person of consequence to the world with what you do, that there is a certain responsibility that goes along with what you have on your platform and what you put out to the world. And I think that's important. You don't see that responsibility.
I think we have a responsibility to adhere to the law. And if people want the law changed, they should talk to their elected representative and get the law changed, and then we will adhere to the law.
Okay.
But if you want us to go beyond the law, that is us deciding to be censors.
So,
and I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
As we have discussed many times, free speech is not for the speech that you love. It's for the speech that you hate. But Don Lemon, in this interview, he's telling you he's a dictator. And he wants it, but he'll be a benevolent one. It's what he's telling you.